power, so much power. You know there's power in the name of Jesus. Power, yes, sir, so much power. You know there's power in his name. Let's say it again. There is power, yes, sir, so much power. You know there's power in the name. Oh, power, yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe, church, power in his name. Come on, say it again. There is power, yes, sir, so much power. You know there's power in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe, church, power. Let me say this. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be healed. My body all filled with sores. And said, Father, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all his sores went away. Just like he healed that man that day, he can take your sickness away. Cause there's power, yes, sir, so much power. Do you believe, church? In the name. Oh, power, yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe now, power in the name. Let's say it again. A man came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be healed. My body all filled with sores. And said, Jesus, I want to live. Jesus reached out and touched him, and all his sores went away. Just like he healed that man that day, he can take your sickness away. Oh, there's power. Yes, sir, so much power. Do you believe, church? Power in the name. Oh, power. Yes, sir, so much power. Oh, I believe, church. Power in the name. Let's say this. If you really know that the Lord has brought you through, you want to stand and shout to the world, say, I am a witness too. You want to testify and tell him I have no doubt. Through all of my trials and trials, it was Jesus brought me out. He brought me with power. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe your power in the name. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe there's power. Yeah. I just come to tell you there's power in the name of Jesus. Yeah. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe in the mighty name of Jesus? That there is power in the name of God. Whatever you want, you can find it in the Word of God. I know that power in the name of Jesus. As the Hebrew boys, when they were down in the fiery furnace, when they prayed to the God, they find that power. Whatever you want, you can call the name Jesus. I know he'll do it for you. In the name of Jesus. If you need healing,
You can call the name Jesus. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Work on me, Jesus. I need your power in the mighty name of Jesus. I know there's power, 'cause there is power. Yes, there's so much power. Do you believe, church? In the name. Oh, power. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe, church. I'm finna make the enemy mad now. God just come to tell you there is power. In the name of Jesus. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. When I call that name, that mighty name of Jesus, I know there's power in the name of Jesus. I need healing today, and I'm calling the name Jesus. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Somebody out there need to call the name Jesus, 'cause there is power for you in the name of Jesus. Whatever you want, you can call the name Jesus. I know there's power in the name of Jesus. Sometime at night, I had to get up out of the bed sometime and get out on my knees and call the name Jesus. I know there's power in the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know that power. I need you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. I know that power in the name of Jesus. One more time. I know that power in the name of Jesus. I know that power, 'cause there is power. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe, church, in the name. Oh, power. Yes, there's so much power. Oh, I believe, church, power in his name.
This is another day the Lord has made. Amen. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Yes. Though we could have been dead, yes, sleeping in our grave. Yes. But God, hallelujah, has made it possible to be here the other another day. And I'm so glad about it. Hallelujah. So the word said we ought to be glad that we're still part of the day. Hallelujah. We owe God a praise for being here today. Hallelujah. can't get this thing to act right up here. They refuse and let me have it, so I'm going somewhere else. We give glory and honor and praise to God our Father, Jesus Christ our brother and Savior, and the Holy Spirit our teacher and guide. Yeah. Hallelujah. And to all of the preachers in the house. All of the mothers and deacons and trustees and secretaries and all other officers of the church that's in the house. We praise God for you as well. Hallelujah. To everybody else that's left, we praise God for every one of you, because everybody is precious. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is something that God took pride in to make you in his own image. Hallelujah. So he is a great God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're going to get on in with the word. Hallelujah. So they won't be here too long. Thus says the Lord. It ought not be too long, because this is the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Okay. He's given us 6 days this week. This day is supposed to be for him. Hallelujah. We glorify him for that. From the book of Matthew, Luke, and Mark. Okay. Matthew's 8, Mark 4, and Luke 8. That's the chapters. Okay. When you found Matthew chapter 8, we'll begin at verse 23. Everybody got Matthew?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Verse 23, chapter 8. And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him.
Yeah.
And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. Okay. Matthew, Mark, Mark 4:35. Over there.
Amen.
And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. There were also him with him other little ships, And there arose a great tempest, storm, or wind, and the waves did beat into the ship, so that it was now full. Luke 8. Luke 8:22. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples. And he said unto them, let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And we'll talk to you today from the topic, Jesus is with you. All right, tell your neighbor, Jesus is with you. Okay. Here we have three different accounts of the same thing. They each telling what they saw. But you see, there's some variation in each one. They know that when things get to people's attention and their mind, a lot of them focus on something different and miss out on some things. Why gathering others, but telling the same story. Sometimes we get messages all mixed up when we tell what one person did as opposed to another person. We tend to get things mixed up because you saw it from one point of view, where others said it from another point of view. But the main thing is to make sure you get the details of what's important in the message that you're looking at. What you need to get from out of reading God's word, what you need to get from out of a message that somebody gave you, somehow one thing at one level, where the other, there's another level. Some tend to leave out some because they thought that was unnecessary, while others intend to include it because they thought it was necessary. And so we find ourselves sometimes in argument with another person, all right, because you saw it from one view, where they saw it from another view. And then we disagree with one another because it didn't happen that way. That's your point of view. All right? So you just stick with your point of view and stop arguing with somebody that's trying to make them see what you see. Because they are not that same, they're not you. And they're not going to see what you saw, because they thought that was non-eventful. It didn't need to be said, so they didn't want you to include it in the conversation. Whereas you think it ought to be there. All right? And so we look at this story here from what Jesus and his disciples adventured into. Jesus, on eight occasions, Jesus had been teaching them parables concerning faith. And they want to do what he says do. And Jesus told them, you need to follow me. Here we find here in the book of Matthew and Luke and Mark an account of an event that happened while Jesus was ministering on earth. Okay? Jesus has already promised us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. He will be there when you need him. But he said all you got to do is ask him. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and the door will be open for you. Let's look at Mark for a little bit. On the same day that Jesus was having been teaching them, and it was a great multitude that he had been dealing with during that day. And at the evening part of the day, the word said, Jesus said unto them, let us pass over into the other side. Now, we go places and sometimes we just want to stay in the area. But sometimes you need to check out the other side. See what's going on there. So that there's some work there for you. That if you don't never go over there, you won't never get it done. Okay? So sometimes we need to finish up what you're doing there and move over and do what you need to do on the other side. Okay, so look at it from my point of view and then check out your point of view or vice versa. Okay, so Jesus suggested to them now we need to go to the other side. He didn't say it here, but it means that if we want you to go to the other side, there must be something that Jesus wants done or need to do on the other side. Okay? You might need to, you've been looking at something in one way and refuse to change. And Jesus said you might need to look at the other side. Okay? And as you look at the other side, you can find out that is, things are not as they appear to be all the time. Okay? Some things look different. Like the instance of the blind man that Jesus spat on his eyes and told him, go wash. And when he did, then Jesus said, he came back and said, now, what do you see? It says, I see men as trees. All right. When he touched them again, he said, now what you see? He said, I see men as they ought to be. All right. So things are not always what you they appear to be. You need to check out the other side of the story. Okay, don't assume that this is happening because of that happened, but know that there's another side to each story. There's another point of view. And so here it says that, and when they had sent them away, the multitude, they took with him as he was in the ship. They took Jesus even as he was in the ship. Tell your neighbor, you can't change Jesus. Because he said, I am the same today, tomorrow, and forevermore. I'm the same as I was from the beginning. I never change. You got to take Jesus as he is. You don't bargain with Jesus. You just got to take him at his word. All right? And so here, he's saying here, they took Jesus as he was onto the ship. And there were others with him, little ships. Now, out of the three accounts of this message, there's only one noted. There were some other ships out there. All right. Mark didn't see him. Mark saw him. Luke didn't see him. And Matthew didn't say anything about him. But Mark saying there was other little ships that was in this raised in the sea that left from the other side with the Lord. All right. So you need to know here that there are other people going through things like you are. And you think you the only one. Okay? There are others out there that you don't really know about because you are focused on your problem. Okay? You don't deal with somebody else's problem because you're dealing with yours. But then there's another way also looking at this. It's saying that I got problems that got me loaded down right now. But in the background, I got other problems. All right? I got the major problems that I'm dealing with now. But there's some others that are out there that also I have. But I'm not paying that much attention to them right now because I got to deal with this. Okay? So while you're going through one thing, there are other things going on in your life. Okay? There's other things going on in other people's lives. Okay? And we tend to blame them for not doing this and not doing that. You don't know what's in the background that's going on in their life. And so we can't condemn nobody, or we shouldn't condemn anybody, because they don't respond the way you think they ought to respond. There are other issues in their life that cause them to act the way they're acting. They might have been kind today, loving and tenderhearted, but tomorrow they may be biting your head off. All right, because they got other things in their lives that you don't see. Okay? All right. Now, so it said, there arose a great storm, a wind. Okay? Arose a great storm. Away, and the waves beat into the ship. So if the Storm created waves that were beaten into the ship that's on the ship that you own. But there are others out there. And that they're in the same body of water, okay, they got the same problems going on with them. But the difference is that you have Jesus with you, where the others don't have him. All right? But Jesus been teaching them on faith. And knowing what Jesus was capable of doing, knowing that he will keep you and bless you and keep you from falling. All right? He will take you through whatever you're going through. But it said, there arose a great storm of wind and waves that beat into the ship so that it was now full. Okay? In our lives, there arises storms. Now, not only did they will storm the wind and waves, in the background, there may have been some lightning flashing, because this is a storm on the raging lake, and thunder rolling. Every once in a while, a lightning would strike, and that's enough to put fear in all of us. Especially when a big roll of thunder follows. We start, our parents used to tell, be still. Sit down. Don't you see the Lord doing his work? They knew that the lightning could hit them while they're working on themselves, ignoring what's going on. Jesus is with you. You can ignore all of the lightning that's flashing, all the thunder that is rolling, all the wind that is blowing, all the waves that are dashing in your life. You can just ignore it. Because Jesus is with you. Okay? And if he's for you, he's more than the whole world against you. So there rose a great storm of wind and waves out on the lake, and they beat it into the ship so that the ship is now full of water. Can't you see yourself tangled up in your problem? You trying to fix it, but it's a problem that God has to do. And so you take it in your own hands. The more you do it, the worse the problem gets. The more you stir, the worse it gets. Stagnant water, it's all right, as long as you leave it there. But as moment you stir in it, a stink come up from it. Because as long as you live and left it alone, it was all right, but you drive your car through it. You take a stick and hit it. You do other things, find it, and stir it up. And the odor gets worse and worse. Hallelujah. What I'm saying, Pastor, you got a problem? You're trying to fix it. But I heard Jesus said, cast all your cares upon me, and I will handle it for you because I care for you. Jesus, somebody said, will fix it after a while. Yeah, but you got to let him handle it. And the more you dig in it, the worse the problem gets. Now they try to bail it out as the water came in the ship. They try to bail it out. They had their buckets, they had their pails, and they were digging the water, trying to throw it back out there. But the more they dug, and the more they dipped, the water that came in, the ship is now about full. Your problem is about to take you under. Hallelujah. You're about to throw in a towel. And now they said, Jesus is on board. Hallelujah. I brought him with me. Jesus is on board. Wake him up. Wake him up. Hallelujah. He's in your life. But wake him up. The word said there was a boat. And Jesus was asleep in the hinder part of the ship. He was in the back part of the ship. God, he was asleep. It said, on a pillow. His head rested on the pillow. Hallelujah, because he was asleep. He went to sleep when you stopped praying. He went to sleep when you stopped believing. He went to sleep when you didn't call on him when they first had a problem. I heard him say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all other things. He will add it to you. Seek Jesus when the storm is raging. Seek Jesus when it first arises. Seek Jesus. Leave it alone. Be still and know that it's God. Hallelujah. Jesus in the hind part of the ship, asleep on the pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, 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 the tip is raging. Yeah, carries thou not that we perish? Yeah, I've been calling on you, and the word has entered to me. Call Jesus. They went down there and said, Master, the tempest is raging. That we perish, don't you know? And don't you care? How can you sleep with all these going on in your life? How can I sleep? But you pace it up and down the floor. It's not going to happen. You. Boo-hooing all night long. Didn't change a thing. Master. Don't you care about me? I've been working on this problem. And now it got out of my hand. Don't you care?
Yeah.
Don't you care?
Yeah.
That the trumpet has been sounding in our lives. The sun been rolling. The lightning been flashing. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. How can you lay there and sleep with all this going on? Don't you care that we perish? Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. And Jesus woke up. Hallelujah. And first, he chastised. Hallelujah. The saints. He chastised them. Said, don't you know I'm on board?
Yeah.
Oh, ye of little faith.
Yeah.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
As long as I'm on board.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ain't nothing gonna happen to the ship.
Yeah.
As long as I'm on board. The ship, the ship, the ship is gonna stay afloat. As long as I'm aboard, it may look like, hallelujah, all is lost. But Jesus, Jesus, Son of God, rose a shower. Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Jesus, all powerful, all knowing, all it is. Jesus, Jesus, we'll fix that and we'll. And he said, peace. He chastised the saint, the disciples said, why, O ye, a little faith? Don't you know? I command the water. I command the sea. Maybe they didn't say anything about the lightning there. Because that wasn't a problem that the ship was dealing with. The ship was dealing with water and wind. Sometimes you bring in other things. Your problem not what you think it is, but there you is bringing in this opinion, that opinion. When all the word said is call on him, seek me first, the kingdom of God and righteousness, and I will do it for you. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, said peace to the wind. He said peace to the wind. He's telling you to say peace to the rage in your life. Peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peace. And then he turns to the waves and says, sit down. Be still. You need to tell the trouble in your life, sit down. Be still. You need to tell that one that caused all the trouble, peace. Shut your mouth up. Peace. Peace. Oh, be still. Now his feet to the atmosphere. And that's the wind is at peace. But know that the thunder and the lightning is also part of the atmosphere. Hallelujah. And he'll speak to the lightning. He'll speak to the thunder. He'll try to call an uproar in your life. Because the thunder, the lightning don't really scare you. It's the thunder that comes. Cause you can look out there and see the lightning flashing. And the thunder don't roll, it don't bother you. But when that lightning hits, the thunder rolls. Hallelujah. So you need to tell the devil, peace, be still. Hallelujah. Shut up and obey God. And at his word, when it said peace, the wind stopped blowing. And when he said to the sea, the elements of the earth, be still. He's saying to you, be still. Stop worrying so much. Don't worry. I got it. Don't let your heart be troubled. I got it. Jesus said, I got it. Ain't nothing to you staying up all night long. I got it. Go on to bed. And lay down. Put your head on a pillow. I'm on board. And my Father, God is coming. He ain't let nothing happen to his children. That's not a part of his will. Peace. Be still. Act like you're saved. You said you were. Act like it. Talk like it. Be like it. Peace. Don't have a sad song or dance every time somebody talks to you. Tell the problems of your life. Get out of here. When I woke up this morning and I went to stand up and my leg, thighs, was hurt, had such a rage in my thighs from the glutes down to my knees. And I said, Lord, move this problem so I can go preach today. Hallelujah. Because I couldn't move. I stood there. Both hands against the chest. Holding myself up. Because otherwise I couldn't do a thing. And I just waited on it. For a few minutes. And then I was raised up. Pain was getting lighter. But it was still there. And after a while, I was able to raise completely off the chest. And then I was able to walk. And by the time I got full of grass, the pain was gone. And you see me all this service with Dr. McCain is in my office. From couldn't walk to walking without the cane. God will tell it. He told the brain, be still. Take your hands off him. I got it. I got it. And as long as I got it, everything's gonna be all right. God is with you. Let God handle the problem. God said, peace. Be still. Yeah. I won't be defeated. But God got it. And that is word. The wind stopped blowing. The waves leveled out. The scripture doesn't cover what happened to the water, but I'm sure it just dried up. That was in the ship. The things in your life that's going to get you, God said they're going to dry up. I made you, and I know how to handle every problem you got. But every problem you have has come because you need it. And your life, because of all things are working together toward the good of them that love God. We got to start acting like everything is still well. Things are going bad all the time. The scripture said, trouble every way I turn, there's trouble. But know that's not despair. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have trials. You're going to have tribulation. But also know that he's God. And he can have it. Was a great calm came about. But the question is, where's your faith? God said he would do it. Keep on claiming it. He has worked it out for you. God is all that we need. And they had exceedingly fear. And they looked at one another. He said, what manner of man is this? Even the wind and the wave obeyed him.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
The wind obeyed him. When he saw that peace, the waves obeyed him, and he said, be still. Stop your panic. Stop your frenzy acting. Be still. And bless the Lord anyway. And everything will be all right. I need to quit now.
Glory, glory, glory. Bless the Lord.
Gospel invitation is extended. Whosoever will, let them come. Whatever you need from the Lord, God got it. And he's waiting on you to let him have your problem. Cast all your cares upon him, and he will fix it for you. God bless you. Of course, singing, invitation extended.
Only believe.
If you only
God say amen. Amen. Gospel been preached, I'm going to tell you, been extended. No one saw fit to come for salvation. We trust that everyone is saved and ready to meet the Lord when it comes. Hallelujah. Just remember that he is always with you. Yes. Call on him first. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And he will direct you in what to do. And when he tells you to do it, do it. And everything will work out all right. Thank you for your presence today. Thank you for all you contributed in this service. For each one of you had an important role that you played in the service today. Praise God for the organist. Got a long while since we had one in here from one in service. So we praise God for him and to the drummer. To all the officers of the church and to our visiting guests and our members and everybody in the house. We yeah. praise God for you. Yeah. Just remember, whatever is going on in your life, don't waste your time worrying about it. Let's tell them that Jesus, you take it. I can't handle it. And he will take it. But make sure you let him take it now. All right? Don't give it to him in one hand and take it when you get ready, get through praying with the other hand. In other words, you went to give it up. And then as you start to leave, you reach back and grab it. And stop kept on worrying about it. But then you didn't never get to him. You never release it. So that's why you still got it. Okay? Just let it handle itself. And it'll work out by and by. God bless you. Now by the grace of God, speak communion to the Holy Spirit. Rest, rule, in the Bible is now henceforth and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
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 Amen. God bless you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed day.
Someday, I will be called up to meet him. I want to be ready. Come, play it, Jamel.